Hot FM's Cliffo and Loggy
podcast.
From sensory removed to sensory overload, dropped in a situation to sink or swim, Cliffo and Loggy's Blackout Challenge.
The thing with me in these blackout challenges, Cliffo, is that, you know, my eyesight is covered, my hearing is blocked, I can't see or do anything. And then when you actually put me in the situation, I seem to black out that whole challenge as well. So when I finish, I actually turn to you and say, what did I say and what did I do? Because I'm so nervous, I just kind of forget who I am for a second. It's autopilot.
You also do this weird thing when the headphones come off and the blindfold comes off. I tell you what you're doing or you see what you're doing or whatever, and then I go to walk away and you go to grab me.
I do.
Safety blanket or something.
I kind of have this whole, because you're always like, all right, good luck, see ya, and you walk away and I'm like, well, hey,
Don't leave me.
Where are you going?
The latest blackout challenge, you were in a blackout, you're in a blindfold, you're blacked out, you had the headphones on for like 45 minutes. It took a while to get to Billabong Sanctuary, that's where we were going, because you were going to feed a crocodile. This is how it went down.
Ranger Brad is here. Tell us a little bit about the crocodile Loggy's going to feed.
Yeah, they've got Nipper all lined up for Loggy today. Nipper's a 4-metre male. He's been here for quite some time. He's all year round. Doesn't matter whether it's cold or hot, whatever the case may be. He's pretty hungry, so we just went and saw him, and he's ready to go.
What's she feeding him?
Yeah, today we've got kangaroo tail, which is a bit of a staple for the crocodiles here at the park. So it's a bit of a favourite, so we should get a good reaction.
Okay, we are here. Loggy is holding a kangaroo tail on the end of a large stick. She's about to feed 4-metre croc Nipper with it. It's time to remove the blindfold.
Ah! What? Oh, my God. Welcome. Are you here for the show?
Yeah.
My name is Bush Ranger Lauren. Actually, I'm not a bush ranger, although I'm a bit of a criminal out here in the bush, I must say. I'm a bush lady. And if you're here to see a show, well, today's your lucky day. Now, well, let me tell you, we used to call them swamp hags, but not no more.
That's Nipper. He's a 4-metre crocodile.
All right. So Nipper here, or we Nip, as we like to call him, let's just see how long this stick goes. It's a long stick.
You might have to climb over the fence.
No, I don't think we do that. So, without further ado, let's just nip, 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 nip. That's what I like to call my fake scream. We'd like to give him a bit of a sniff. Watch this. Oh, bush ranger. Oh! That's what you want. You want a good stick snap. And I may have pooed my pants a little. But we've always got spare knickers here at Billabong Sanctuary for this exact reason.
All right, what do you reckon, guys? Loggy, blackout challenge number 2. Well done. Let's go here at Billabong Sanctuary. What an expert.
Yeah, come here, mate. That for me was like listening to it the first time because I did not remember saying anything.
You literally black out during the blackout challenges.
That was one of the scariest. I have made you do what? A step class and referee a netball game. I open my eyes, there's a crocodile there.
There was a fence between you and I tried to get you to climb it. And you're like, nah, not having a bar of that, mate.
Oh, amazing job, Cliffo.
Thank you.
You did well.
I like, too, that you've turned it into like a feeding show. Like, you're the expert.
Well, there were people standing
there.
They
didn't expect anything. But you've just started talking. They're like, okay, well, she knows what she's talking about. We'll hang around. See the video later on this morning. It's going up at hotfm.com.au and the Hot FM Townsville Facebook page.
This is Cliff on Loggy's podcast.
But we've been waiting for a phone call, and I think we might just have the person we're looking for here on the phone. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Major Richard Smitty from the U.S. Air Force. How are you?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That is a title.
Loggy's impressed.
Very impressed. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. It's sunny. We've got a great air show coming up this weekend, and all our jets are ready to go.
Wow, you sound awesome. I just love your accent. You've taken a long flight to get here. Where have you come from?
I was just coming from the very northern portion of the main island of Japan. It's about 8.5 hours, and it's a 13 different hookups to your Australian Air Force KC-30.
Okay, so when you say hookups, that's a refueling plane, yeah?
Yeah, we essentially fly formation with the KC-30 across the lots and lots of ocean to get here. We went around to the east side of Papua New Guinea and back down. Along the way, we'll top off our fuel tanks to make sure we got gas to make it to land in case something happens. And so we'll fly into formation and get hooked up to the tanker, take on some gas, and then go back to the wing.
Because it's such a long flight, do you get to listen to music? Like, what's your, playlist of choice? Have you got kind of, a long flight playlist there?
Yeah, it's actually not really a lot of music. We'll practice finding boats and other airplanes and stuff out there. Actually, the big thing we use to pass time is trivia or just games over the radio back and forth to each other. The jets, they really don't have a really good stereo deck set in there. We're still waiting on some 12-inch subwoofers for the install. So
I'd imagine if you did play a song, it'd be a little bit of... I mean, you would have heard that before, wouldn't you, Punch?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, you may think it's cheesy, but it's definitely my favorite movie and pretty much the best movie of all time.
I was going
to say... Tom Cruise is incredibly handsome in that movie, so props to him.
But nothing compared to you, Punchy. does that still pump you up? Because even when I hear that song, I get pumped up thinking, yeah, I'd love to be flying up there in the air. Do you kind of get a bit of a rush from it?
Oh, I definitely do. I work with fighter pilots. That's pretty much the people I hang out in the office with is just a bunch of other fighter pilots flying planes. So you'd think it'd get kind of old, but I still catch myself... as I'm taxiing out to go fly, just looking across the ramp and just being excited by seeing other airplanes and getting to actually maximize the airplane, taking it to its limits anywhere from -2 to 9.8 Gs in front of a crowd and right over the top of the ground.
That's incredible. Pretty fun. We're on with Major Richard Smeeting. Punch is his nickname. So you fly an F-16 Fighting Falcon. What can we expect to see you do? What are you going to do over the strands? Like, what's going to wow the crowd come tomorrow, mate?
Well, I'm going to go, I'm going to come wake up the crowd and bring them out first thing by flying over the town, right over the top of the strand in full AB, and then dropping down to about 100 to 200 feet and getting into my display. We don't have multiple aircraft at the same time doing pretty formation flying. I'm just going to be out there essentially driving it like I stole it in front of the crowd. So.
Driving it like I stole it. That's awesome.
Oh,
so
man.
We'll do the only thing I won't be able to show you is the top speed, just because when you go supersonic, windows tend to explode. And
do it.
I will. I'll be just shy of the sound of the supersonic when I go by on the second pass in the morning. But the jets scoot up to Mach 2.05, so two times the speed of sound.
Actually, maybe don't do it because I live near the strand and I don't know.
She likes her windows intact.
Yeah.
Wow. This is just going to be such a show. So good for Townsville. If you can get there, check it out. They reckon about 70 to 80,000 people are going to pack the strand. So check it out. The T150 air show tomorrow. All the deets at our website, hotfm.com.au. Major Richard Smeeting Punch, thanks for your time.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Woo! I'll see y'all out there.
Yeah. All right, that's enough of that. Hot FM, Cliffo and Loggy.
Hot FM's Cliffo and Loggy.
Podcast.
All right, now you can see this guy on stage. You can hear him on radio. You can see him on TV as well with his big, beautiful face. Studio 10, Big Music Quiz, The Project, and the Montreal Comedy Festival. It is, of course, Joel Creasy. Hello.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Good. You're a man who gets around, judging by that intro.
Oh, no, in every sense of the word. When I'm not on TV, I'm literally just getting around.
Awesome.
I'm really easy. I'm the town bike, actually, frankly.
Bike on, baby. We are looking forward to seeing you in Montreal. And you got to chat to some special guests. I saw that Jeff Goldblum and Carrie Fisher were there, but you didn't get stuck with Husey, did you? Did you get to speak to the big names? Or
No, I mean, I spoke to Husey, but I also spoke to Husey on the flight over.
Hey, what did you talk to Carrie Fisher about, Princess Leia? Like, does she do comedy?
Well, she does comedy. She's a brilliant comedian. But do you want to know something? I actually spoke to her about my dad because my parents, this is going to sound like I'm making it up, but I'm not. My parents were both in, and this is how they met. They were both extras on Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
I know. Yeah, back in like, I think it was the late 70s. They were both extras. Both my parents are English, and they were extras. And I think any, it's kind of like an actor now in Australia being on Neighbours, being in the background of Neighbours. It was pretty commonplace back then to be in Star Wars because they needed so many people, and that's how they met. And I've got a photo of my dad with Princess Leia, so on set. So I showed her the photo, and of course she didn't remember him, but fair enough.
Did she fake it though and act like she remembered him? Like, oh yeah, I remember.
No. She was really blunt. She was like, no idea.
Speaking of being extras, before you were the Joel Creasy that we know and love now, did you do any really crummy gigs? Like, did you do any crappy, you know, toilet paper commercials or extra work or plays?
I will promote. I will happily promote anything. Like, you know, I'd promote the Australian Christian Lobby for the right price. And no, I did do, when I was little, I did do a series of, like when I was like 11, a series of ads for the education department in Western Australia where I grew up. And I was like the little boy in the uniform and all like all the materials that like teachers would get at the start of the year. And all the teachers that hated me really loved me just sitting on their desk every day.
Oh, there you go. I thought it was like the life education van with Harold the Giraffe that you were involved in. Do you remember that guy?
I wish I'd had that gig. My God.
Yeah, that's a great gig, man.
Actually, Harold is just off the chain now. Yeah. He's had a bad run since you were a van.
Oh, is he rehab or something?
Yeah.
Oh, no, him and Fat Cat.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm with Joel Creasy, one of Australia's favourite comedians, hosting the Montreal Comedy Festival on Sunday. And actually, tomorrow, mate, in Townsville, we have a huge event to celebrate 150 years of this city. We've got a massive air show.
So
before we let you go, Loggie and I have prepared an aviation joke each.
I've been forced to prepare one.
Wow, an aviation joke. There's not a lot of those going around.
No, so we thought we'd give you our aviation jokes and you could rate them. Do you want me to go first, Loggie? Or do you want to go first?
You are keen bean, so I'll let the comic genius ahead of me. Go on.
What do you call a plane that's about to crash?
What?
An error plane.
Oh,
all right. Now, I'm concerned that, you know, we've got comedic genius Joel Creasy here and you're coming.
Wrong with that?
Well, that was crap.
Well, boy, are you building yourself up?
Well, listen to this, Joel.
Oh, can't wait. All right. I'm all ears.
All right. So, you know, my boyfriend came down to visit recently and I said,
it's going to be a long story.
This is going to be a real long winded.
Okay.
So I said, Leo, let's go visit the Air and Space Museum. But there was nothing there.
Oh.
That's a real laugh. I feel it.
I kind of enjoyed that. I mean, it was one of those laughs where you sort of hate yourself for laughing at the same time.
I hate myself often, so I'm glad that you feel my pain too.
You know what? I will happily pass the trophy to you. You clearly won that, so well done.
That was beautiful, you guys.
Thanks. Not stolen at all.
No, look. Next time I'm in Townsville, if you would like to open for me, I'll you can happily do that.
Don't even toy with my emotions, Joel. I'm there.
Here's Cliffo and Loggie with 20 minutes of aviation jokes.
Absolutely.
Look, we won't promise that for Sunday night. I'm sure there'll be much better comedy of a higher quality.
Only just.
The 2016 Montreal Comedy Festival starts this Sunday, wraps up next Sunday. Hosted by Joel Creasy, only on Win TV. Joel, thanks, mate. Good on ya.
Guys, a pleasure. Thank you so much. Thanks for those jokes. Made my morning.